Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we have an extremely important halacha that comes into the laws of Chazara on Shabbos, the law of returning food to the fire on Shabbos. So we learned yesterday about Chazara on Shabbos, which basically means as follows. If a person has a food that's on the fire, and it's already, let's say, been cooked, and you want to take some food out from the pot on Shabbos and then return it to the fire to have it continue cooking, returning it is usur on Shabbos unless several conditions are met. Why? There are two reasons presented for this isur of Chazara on Shabbos without the conditions of Chazara being fulfilled. Number one, it looks like you're cooking for the first time. So even though you're not, because it's already been previously cooked, when you took it off the fire and now you're returning it, when you return it, it looks like you're cooking it for the first time. It's mechzik mevashel, and therefore you need to have certain conditions met to make it clear that it's just a continuation of the first bishul, which was done in a permissible way. So if, let's say, you have the conditions of chazar, let's say you had daitai lachzar, you had in mind to return it when you took it off, and you never really put it down, you had your hand on it the whole time, so it makes it clear that it's just a continuation, and therefore it's mutter. Also, there's a second concern that we have to be nervous that you might, when returning it, adjust the flame and accelerate the cooking process, which would be a violation of bishul or havara, igniting a fire on Shabbos. And this is the concern of shema yechate b'gecholim, okay? Besides for this isser of chazara, returning food that you took off from the fire on Shabbos without the conditions of chazara, there's a corollary of this, and that is the isser called nesina lechatchila, which means that if, let's say, a food is totally cooked before Shabbos, you have, let's say, a kugel in the fridge, and it's cooked, and it's a dry, solid food. And when it comes to a dry, solid food, we paskin ein bishul achar bishul. There's no prohibition of bishul to recook it, because it's already been cooked once. Nevertheless, even though there's no isser of cooking it, midrabanan, we say you can't place it directly on the fire on Shabbos. Nesina lechatchila is forbidden on Shabbos. Why? Because it's mechsi kemevashel. It looks like you're doing the act of cooking. When you place it on the fire on Shabbos, so even though it's already been cooked, putting it directly on the fire is also because mechsi kemevashel looks like you're cooking it for the first time. Okay? And that is a detail and a corollary of the laws of Chazara on Shabbos. Okay? So in today's limud, we have a very important halacha, and that is like this. Let's say I want to heat something up on Shabbos. Let's say it's something in the fridge, a kugel, or something that's solid, that doesn't have the isser of bishul attached to it because it's already been cooked. And you want to heat it up on Shabbos. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to put it directly on the fire or on the blech because mechzi kemevashel, and the sinah lechatchila, it looks like you're cooking for the first time, so it's forbidden. If I put it onto a pot that has food in it, it's mutter. So if I put it onto a challan pot, onto a crock pot, onto a pot that has food cooking in it, it's mutter. Why? It's not mechzi kemevashel. In that case, it's clear that what you're doing is just warming it up, and you're not cooking it because it's not the derech, it's not the norm to cook in this manner, not directly on the fire or the blech, and therefore, there's no problem with mechzi kemevashel. However, we learn in today's limud that there's a difference between this case, where you're putting it, let's say, on the crock pot that has food in it, or you're putting it onto an empty pot that's been overturned. So let's say I want to heat it up, so I know I can't put it directly on the fire, I can't put it directly on the blech, but I could put it on a different pot. So maybe I'll just take an empty pot, I'll overturn it, and I'll put it on the fire, and then I'll put my kugel, or my pre-cooked meat, onto the overturned empty pot, and like this, avert the problem of nesina lechatchila. So over in our limud today, we learned that that's a problem. We say that you still need the conditions of chazara if it's not placed on a pot that has food inside. If it's just an empty pot, that doesn't cut it. And you don't have this ability to put the pre-cooked food onto this empty pot because there's still a concern of mechzik mevashel. So nesina lechatchila will be a problem if you're putting it on an empty pot. It's only permissible if you're putting it on a pot that has food inside. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that let's say you have a blech there and you're putting the overturned empty pot on a blech, then it's permissible. Then there's no isser of nesina lechatchila. So I could take a pre-cooked meat, that's dry, so there's no isser to cook it again, or a pre-cooked kugel, and you want to warm it up on Shabbos, you take it for a fridge, if you have a blech on the fire, so you're allowed to take an overturned empty pot and put it on the blech and place the food on top of that pot, because even though it's a problem of Nisina L'Chatrila generally, but if it's an overturned pot on the blech, there's no concern of Derech Bishul and it's Mutter. One thing to keep in mind though is as follows. If let's say I want to heat up a piece of meat, so you're allowed to put it on the crock pot, you're allowed to put it on a pot that has food inside, that's cooking on Shabbos, even if there's no blech. Can I put it inside that pot? The halacha is that it's aser. You can't put it inside the pot. It has to be on top of the pot. It can't be inside the pot that has food cooking on Shabbos. That's a very important halacha to point out. So if you want to heat up a kugel, you can't put it inside the crock pot in the chant. You should put it on top of the crock pot.